Okay.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Honey, things are different since I saw your face. I'm losing my disguise. All my indecision's gone without a trace. Drowning in your eyes.
Though I'd do anything it takes to hold and have you, I'm gonna break my poor old heart so you won't have to. To stay with you, I feel that we must part.
Wait, baby, don't go.
Baby, 'cause I know you're just a loaded gun pointed at my heart.
Though I
do anything it takes to hold and have you, I'm gonna break my poor old heart so you won't have to.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when Carol called my name, I stood up, the room exploded, and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open and a voice said, "We're glad you came." Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my head. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models. Bye to the clouds in the skies that are holding the rain. Mystery and beauty gleaned from desert flowers and gifted children. But it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now in my hometown, the sun bathing, my girlfriends, and my baby, baby.
after all, I took a little time in the fall. I'm going where the world won't find me, leaving all my troubles behind me. I've got some stuff to figure out, I don't want to talk about. I'm taking off for the unknown, making my decisions on my own. Blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air. Shoulders untighten, I can feel my burden lighten. It's good to see the daylight glisten and hear the silence when I listen. All I can see are the pine trees as the road unwinds behind. Wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air. Some stuff to figure out that I don't wanna talk about. I'm taking off for the unknown, making my decisions on my own. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Let me feel the air I breathe. Let me feel the air.
الجوكيت لبس ويا العريس مبارك الجوكيت
وعينك ع جورجيت تمك يحشيني وعينك ع جورجيت
مبارك الجوكيت لبس ويا العريس مبارك الجوكيت
وعينك ع جورجيت تمك يحشيني وعينك ع جورجيت
قطع طريق بين الأشجار دخل بين السحاب بصوته رعد قلبه شر بعيونه شايف نار زرع خوف حصد موت وعم نسأل شو اللي صار هاي قصة شعب ومأساة شعب ما حدا واقف معاه جناحه مكسور ومنقر وممول بالهم وبالدم وديله وراه قاعد غراب عنيد ذكريات حلوة عن شعب كان فقير وذكريات مرة عنا صاروا عبيد هاي قصة شعب ومأساة شعب ما حدا جناحه مكسور ومناره ممور بالهم وبالدم وديله وراه وصلت لهون وبس الشعب قاعد عم يغلي زاقع دم وحس كلنا بايد وحدي رح نرمي هالغروب بعيد عن ارضنا ونغلي ورا الباب هاي قصة شعب ومأساة
I'm This is Michael Saad, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm back again with another episode of Yalla Shabib, and this week I'm taking a bit of a different approach with the playlist. Given the events in the world, I'm focusing more on resistance music from the Middle East. And while it's obviously been heartbreaking to see what's going on, I think often those in non-European countries often get overlooked to an extent. I think we've seen a lot in the media of explaining reasons for defense, and I think all the reasons right now are obviously valid, but I just don't want us to forget the fights for democracy in other places like that in Hong Kong, and I don't want to forget the fights for resistance from the people making do with what they have. And so a lot of the music today is going to come from Palestinian artists, and we're going to end with a bit of a different pace. We're actually going to end with a song that's not in Arabic, so the first time on the show that a song won't have any Arabic, but it's a song from Roger Waters when he was visiting the Middle East, and I think it's a song that he wrote, I think, in the early 2000s, but kind of recounting some of his visits in the 70s to the Middle East, and I think it's still applicable today. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
إياك تطوس بالعروش الطغيان يزاهر عصيان لو رح أموت مية مرة رح أعود مية مرة مصقول الحسام أتصدى جيشا يشبهني نلتحم ببعض ونستعصي
I'm not afraid to die. لا 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 تحسب طالت الغرب يا يما يا يما وانسناكم كل ما طالت الغرب يا يما تذكرناكم جمال يا جمال جمال بن عام قل لي سلامي سلامي لأبوي ولأمي سلام من خاطري عيني سلام من تم سلامي لأختي الحنوني يلي بعيد عني بحياتك تجبر وتكبر والرب يعطيني جبرة قوية جنة 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 تسلم يا وطننا جنة 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 تسلم يا وطننا يا وطن يا حبيب يا اللي ترابك طيب يا وطن يا حبيب يا اللي ترابك طيب حتى نارك جنة
مرة راح بنغمس مع كوكو شانيل سوبر لانسر بنخمس بالقدام المحيط الخليج خمس وبال ما حدش رابح نوبل فكر باخر واحد ناجح حكس بنوبل بس عادي ويتشال بيتا 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 you know the drill طورو غادا عشا اليوم بكرة وبعده بيتا بريد كل مرة رح اختار المسخن on that pizza shit عنا كل يوم make it be the life عنا كل بيتا بريد فك بوليتكس لمي سي ذم ليجز الأغنية حلوة لو تزيد قول يا دي جي ما يوقف قولوا له ما يحط ستوب قولوا له بعدي برقص قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في روح بعده في روح قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نار بعده في فايا 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 قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نفس قولوا له بعده في روح يا 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 دي جي قولوا له بعده في روح يا دوب يا دوبني ذرة داخل مجرة نرحل مرة واحدة فلواتها رح أعيش مليون مرة هلا جيت في شغف أنا جيت في عطش أنا جيت جيت أشرب هذا الكون جيبني يمين جيبني يسار جيب كيف ما تجيب رح أوقف كمل هذا اليوم بس سيطرش على أحداث العلم هذا ضخم ولا بعرف أقعد ولا حط إجر ع إجر فأعطيني أنت موسيقتي أعطيني أنت مناصتي بسيطر على كل شبر فأنا داخل المعارك مرة جاهز ومرة خايف بس المؤكد إني ححارب مش رح أمشي للهدوء طريقة هادية قول يا دي جي ما يوقف قولوا له ما يحط ستوب قولوا له بعدي برقص قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في روح بعده في روح قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نار بعده في فايا 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 قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نفس قولوا له بعده في روح يا 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 دي جي قولوا له بعده في روح أيوة أنت يا حلوة أيوة أنت يا بيوتيفولا مالك وافي عن بعد مالك في القرنة لو صار اللي صار أو ضاع لقاع منا كنا فإلي شرف إنه أنا وأنت نبدأ نرجع نبض حيا للدنيا فقول يا دي جي ما يوقف قولوا له ما يحط ستوب عندي مع مين أرقص قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في روح بعده في روح قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نار بعده في فايا 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 قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نفس قولوا له بعده في روح يا 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 دي جي قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في روح بعده في روح قولوا له بعده في روح بعده في نار بعده في فايا 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 قولوا له بعده في روح
Yo, 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 DJ.
And so you just listened to 47 Soul with Mark Saif. Before that, we had Tamer Nafar, a Palestinian hip-hop rapper. And then we made it a little bit lighter. We had Ensemble Musique de Palestine with Jana Jana Jana. And then we had the Lebanese band Mashou Leila with their song Cavalry. If you haven't seen that music video, it's very powerful. And then the second song of the show was by Khalas, and the song was Biladi, or My Homeland. And then we started off light and had Apo and the Apostles, the Jerusalem rock band, with Mubarak. And so we're going to keep this show going. We have about 20 minutes left. And now we'll hear Rimbana, Checkpoint 303, and Bouj Weseltine with Language of Silence.
يوم صارت لغة الصمت سقطت الأغاني كلها لكني لم أفقد موجا ينبض في الوتر أسمعه كل ليلة ينتفض في عنقي إيقاعا كالنشيد ينذر بارتقاء لوهج وهج الروح في بحة الصوت وتتساقط الحناجر الصدئة شباك مفتوح على الله لا ريح توصده ولا ضعفي
Thank you. اليوم عم نزيد شوف ايديت الكترة والحرية مش بالايد من يوم ما وعيت وانا بنت هاي البلاد بكا اطفال وبسمة ولاد الارض صوبها اسود خيم علينا حداد بطلنا نعد احياء صرنا نعد اموات وانا بقول بكفي عاد بدي امسك قدري بكفي بكفي عاد فهمي ومش فهمي عايشي ومش عايشي البحر
You just heard Bikefu, or Enough, by Maisa Dao. Before that, we had Language of Silence by Reem Bana. Now, I'll do a brief PSA before going into our last song, which is going to be Roger Waters' Leaving Beirut. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. So like I mentioned, we'll be getting into our last song. This one's not in Arabic, changing it up a bit, but I think it's timely. So this is Roger Waters, Leaving Beirut.
Thank you. So we left Beirut, Willa and I. He headed east to Baghdad and the rest of it. I set out north for home. I walked the 5 or 6 miles to the last of the street lamps and hunkered in the curbside dusk, holding out my thumb in no great hope at the ramshackle procession of homebound traffic. Success. An ancient Mercedes Dolmush, the ubiquitous Arab shared taxi, drew up. I turned out my pockets and shrugged at the driver. J'ai pas de l'argent. Venez, a soft voice from the back seat. The driver leant wearily across and pushed open the back door. I stooped to look inside at the two men there. One, besuited, bespectacled, moustached, irritated, distant, late. The other, the one who had spoken, frail, 55-ish, bald, sallow, in a short-sleeved, pale blue cotton shirt with one baro in the breast pocket. A clerk, maybe, slightly sunken in the seat. Venez, he said again, and smiled. Mais j'ai pas de l'argent. Oui, oui, d'accord, venez.
Are these the people that we should bomb? Are we so sure they mean us harm? Is this our pleasure, punishment or crime?
Is this a mountain that we really want to climb?
The road is hard, hard and long. Put down that 2x4, this man will turn you. Oh joy, oh joy,
that Texas education must have fucked you up when you were very small.
He beckoned with a small, arthritic motion of his hand, fingers together like a child waving goodbye. The driver put my old Hofner guitar in the boot with my rucksack and off we went. Vous êtes français, monsieur? Non, anglais. Ah, anglais. Est-ce que vous parlez anglais, monsieur? Non, je regrette. And so on, in small talk between strangers. His French, alien but correct, mine halting but eager to please. A lift, after all, is a lift. Late moustache left us brusquely, and some miles later the Dolmush slowed at a crossroads lit by a single light bulb, swung through a U-turn and stopped in a cloud of dust. I opened the door and got out, but my benefactor made no move to follow. The driver dumped my guitar and rucksack at my feet and, waving away my thanks, returned to the boot, only to reappear with a pair of alloy crutches, which he leant against the rear wing of the Mercedes. He reached into the car and lifted my companion out, only one leg, the second trouser leg neatly pinned beneath the vacant hip.
Monsieur, si vous voulez, ça va un honneur pour nous si vous venez avec moi à la maison pour manger avec ma femme.
When I was 17, my mother, bless her heart, fulfilled my summer dream. She handed me
the keys to the car.
We motored down to Paris Fuel with Dexedrine and booze. Got busted on
team by the Cubs and fleeced in Naples by the Wubs. But everyone was kind to us. We were the English dudes. Our dads had helped them win the war when we all know
what we were fighting for.
But now an Englishman abroad is just a U.S. stooge. The bulldog is a poodle, sniffing round the scoundrel's last refuge.
My fun, thank God, monopod but not queer. The taxi drove off, leaving us in the dim light of the swinging bulb. No building in sight. What the hell? Merci, monsieur. Bon, venez. His face creased in pleasure. He set off in front of me, swinging his leg between the crutches with agonizing care up the dusty side road into the darkness. After half an hour, we'd gone maybe half a mile when on the right I made out the low profile of a building. He called out in Arabic to announce our arrival, and after some scuffling inside, a lamp was lit, and the changing angle of light in the wide crack under the door signaled the approach of someone within. The door creaked open, and there, holding a biblical-looking ornament, stood a squat, moustached woman, stooped, smiling up at us. She stood aside to let us in, and as she turned, I saw the reason for her stoop. She carried on her back a shocking hump. I nodded and smiled back at her in greeting, fighting for control. The gentleness between the one-legged man and his monstrous wife almost too much for me.
Is gentleness too much for us? Should gentleness be filed? Along with empathy, we're filled for someone else's child. Every time a smart bomb does its sums and gets it wrong,
someone else's child dies and equity is in defense rights.
America, America, please hear us when we call. You got hip-hop, bebop, hustle, bustle. You got Atticus Finch, you got Jade Russell. You got freedom of speech, you got great beaches, wildernesses and malls.
Don't let the might of the Christian right fuck it all up for you and the rest of the world.
I talked excitedly. She went to take his crutches in routine of care. He, chiding, gestured. We have a guest. She, embarrassed by her faux pas, took my things and laid them carefully in the corner. Doute. We sat on meager cushions in one corner of the single room. The floor was earth, packed hard, and by one wall a raised platform, some 6 feet by four, covered by a single sheet, the bed. The hunchback busied herself with small copper pots over an open hearth, and brought us tea, hot and sweet, and so to dinner. Flat, unleavened bread, wafer thin, cooked in an iron skillet in half, then folded and dipped into the soft insides of female sea urchins. My hostess did not eat. I ate her dinner. She would hear of nothing else. I was their guest. Then she retired behind a curtain and left the men to sit drinking thimbles full of arak, carefully poured from a small bottle with a faded label. Soon she reappeared, radiant, carrying in her arms their pride and joy. Their child. I had never seen a squint like that. So severe that as one eye looked out, the other disappeared behind its nose.
Not in my name.